My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up is Amanda Hagel. Amanda, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Hey, Matt, I'm great. Thanks for having me back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's great chatting with you again. It's great catching up. And it's an exciting time for you, an exciting week, because coming up this Friday, you have a brand new song that you're releasing called Call On Me. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. It's in the gospel genre. I've heard just a little bit of a snippets of it that you posted on social media. It's sounding awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one that's getting released this Friday and kind of how this one came to be?
You bet. Yeah, I'm really excited. As an artist, you know, it's always such a thrill and a joy to release new music. And so, you know, it's been a long time coming. I started writing this song late summer last year.
Oh, wow.
And the, you know, the reason why it kind of came to be that I would market in the gospel kind of Christian spiritual realm is because I had actually asked about, you know, I'm a faith-based gal, so I pray and meditate a lot on things. And I kind of just asked last summer, you know, what my next musical assignment was going to be. And this song came through after a few days of reflection. And I knew at that moment this was the song, and I just had to be open to let it kind of go where it was meant to go. And I think this genre, this subset of the industry, is kind of where it's needed, and I think where it's going to be the most well-received. And it's an amazing song. I call it an inspirational masterpiece. Producer Bart McKay did such a wonderful job on this song, and it's very special, and I feel like it's going to do a lot of good in the world, and so I can't wait to share it with everybody.
That's awesome. We're looking forward to hearing it. And yeah, Bart's one of the best in the business at his craft. So that's really cool that he's a part of it as well. Looking ahead here to 2024, what's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you, Amanda? Obviously, in the next little bit, going to be promoting the brand new song and what that is all going to be, again, brought out into the world here in just a little bit this week. But are you planning to be busy playing live shows? What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, so in the short term, there's, you know, obviously there's a lot of promotion. I've got some podcasts and interviews coming up.
Nice.
You know, expanding into a new audience is really exciting too, in different parts of the world even. So, you know, it's really exciting to be able to start the marketing, and we'll see where that takes me over the next little while. And the summer, we've got some shows booked. I play in a couple different cover bands as well, so we got some private gigs. And by fall, I'd like to do my own concert series.
Nice.
I'm probably going to call it something along the lines of These Roots, you know, the Americana tour. I'd like to do some different styles with some of my music. Of course, I'll bring the new one along, but that'll be, you know, central and southern Saskatchewan, as I usually try to do a little tour through there. So that's going to be exciting, and summer goes way too fast, so I'm going to try to slow down and just enjoy summer too a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point. It does go by really fast. Before you know it, it seems like winter lasts 2 years and summer lasts about 2 weeks. At least here in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, exactly.
It's ridiculous. So it sounds like you're going to be playing a fair amount of live shows this year. And again, so leading up to the release of this song, I know sometimes artists like to test new music to an audience before it becomes officially released. Have you had an opportunity to play your new one live at any capacity? And how's that gone for you if you have been able to do so?
No, actually, I haven't
sang
it live specifically. I've just kind of put it out to a few, you know, control groups and different people, some new PR people that I'm working with. And, you know, they were very moved by the song, you know, literally. So, you know, from that perspective, I know I think I already am anticipating the kind of impact it's going to have. But I can't wait to start performing it live. I think it's one of those songs that's going to take, you know, special delivery and lots of consideration and care, because when you hear it, the instrumentation and everything, you know, this has an impact on you on a deeper level than just superficial, right? So, yeah, I'm really excited to start, you know, playing it live. And I think, you know, the future is going to hold a lot of great things for this style of song. And we'll see where it takes me. I'm really excited. And I really appreciate you having me on, just to be able to you know, to give people the heads up to listen in coming up right away this Friday. So.
That's very exciting. We cannot wait to hear it when it gets released again to streaming platforms coming up this Friday. I know it's a busy week for you. It's an exciting week. I know a lot's going on. So, Amanda, we really appreciate your time and taking some time to chat with us today. And we wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great summer.